The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You know, it's not Monday. I wanted money, money.
That's all right.
I was like, what just happened here? Like, surprise, Jess.
It's all right.
Well, sing it to me. You know, money,
money. Money, money, money. Must be funny. That's the extent of my singing. You're welcome.
Well, you know what? You are just no fun.
If I wasn't getting over my gunk, it would be different.
But you are listening to News Radio Pensacola. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. And I have Emerald Coast Coin with me.
Yay!
And we want to, I still want money, money. I'm going to be
always
looking for it. You know, you're taking over the show.
Yes.
How are things going? You said you weren't feeling very well, but I'm hoping I'm making you feel better.
Yes, always, always, always. I am feeling so much better.
It's no fun not to feel good.
It is not. That, like, it's that summer gunk or whatever. It's just that cough, you know, that always lingers. Yay, you found it.
Sometimes Jess can't read.
I love it. And it's got to stick in your head forever until you find it.
Right. I feel like I'm singing in the back of my head. I feel like we should do our own, like, you know, tribute to ABBA.
Yes, I would love it so much.
I was like, I might not have been born quite in the right era, but the music was there long enough for me.
Oh, yes. My mom worked in a record store when I was growing up, so I got to hear all kinds of music.
That's awesome.
So I grew up from everything from, like, the Oak Ridge Boys to, like, you know, like Judas Priest. So
that is funny. I was looking, I can't remember what it was. I was reading something today about, I think it was more about dad music, but talked about different eras, like the boomers, what was their music and what was, like, you know, Gen X and all that. And I know AC/DC fell into my category.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Again, yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Van Halen, you know.
Yeah, I'm a, you know, product of the 80s. So I was born in the late 70s. So I'm right there.
I was a mid 70s girl, but, you know, I still feel like maybe I was, you know, I still feel like I'm 16 and I probably still act like I am.
Same. same. I mean, I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert with my bestie in October, so.
Oh, where is
that?
In New Orleans.
Yep.
New Orleans. That is awesome. I mean, she is just, I mean, Taylor Swift for president. When's that happening?
Thank you. I'd vote for her.
That's awesome. I wonder how long she and Travis, how long will Travis be obedient?
Right.
To the Taylor Swift?
I mean, hello. I think he probably is a good little, anyways.
How are things going?
Crazy. Super crazy. Like, Mondays seem to be our busiest day. I think everybody likes to just,
that's why I played Monday
sleep.
Monday.
That must be why.
I'm psychic.
Sorry. Mondays are our busiest days right now. I feel like everybody watches, like, the coin shows all weekend. And hopefully they don't buy from them because they're crazy, ridiculous prices.
Yep.
On the coin shows on the TV. And maybe they hopefully mull over it and then they come to our shop and shop because that's what it feels like they do. Because there's a lot of crazy coin shows on the TV. I don't know all their names because I don't watch them, but I know that they'll come in and ask a lot of questions, which I love and appreciate.
Right.
And try and feel things out. They'll sell, like, Silver Eagles, which is what we have. It's the traditional piece of silver that it's a bullion piece of silver that sells for, like, silver today is right around $29 and they sell for about $6 over, so it was like $35. and for us. But like on these shows on TV, they will try to sell them for like $50 or $60.
Wow.
And if you're sitting up late at night, you're like, oh, you know, that looks good. I'll just buy it. I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Impulse buying is bad, especially when sleep deprivated, right?
It really is. It really, really is. And, you know, you'll see like even the TV commercials sometimes, they'll just pop up and you'll see them. Like the famous actors will get you to like buy gold and buy silver and you should invest. And where they're not wrong.
They're on an infomercial though, right?
Yeah, right? You're like, when you're not, that's true, right? They're like, you're not wrong. I don't, you know, everybody thinks you should invest in something. Go to your local places and sit down and talk to people, whether it be your financial advisor or your local coin shop, or, you know, sit down and talk to a person. Don't, for all, you know, don't trust the people you see on TV.
Right.
They're acting. That's
right.
Their job.
They're trying to get you. Go to a local business like Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
Which is, by the way, 1811 1811 Cretan Road.
Yeah.
Don't forget to go there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
That's
right. And go there and ask someone who is a local business
that
wants your business and wants you to keep coming back.
Keep the money local.
Right.
You know, we always, you know, we're a small town. We've been here for 22 years. We all, you know, we all just in general talk about, you know, Pensacola. We want to keep things local. Keep
right.
the money local. Keep the commerce, you know, keep it in the commerce. Keep it all local.
Right.
And that's what we talk about, even if it's not with us. We are here to educate.
Right.
So, and I talked to a customer yesterday, and him and I had a conversation about the prices of gold and the prices of silver, because he was thinking about investing, and he said, you've opened my eyes to a lot. I'm going to go sit down and mull over it. I don't know that I'm going to invest right now, but you made a lot of sense.
At least you gave him something to think about.
Yes.
And chances are, if he comes back, he's coming back to you.
Yes.
And he's not going to buy from so-and-so who no longer is popular.
Yeah.
He's doing infomercials at night.
Exactly.
And paying five or six over.
We had a customer come in probably last month, and they purchased a whole bunch of gold from an online company. And they were barely breaking even when they should have been increasing with gold prices being over $2,400. It's just under $2,500 right now, an ounce. They should have been making money, but she was barely breaking even because of the prices they sold years ago when gold was at, you know, like $1,300, $1,400 an ounce. They should have been making money.
Right.
But the way that they sold it to them, they were not. And that's just like you predatory.
Right.
So, and that just hurts my heart. It just hurts my heart when I know that there's enough of us in town that, you know, can talk to them and treat them right.
I think that's one of the things about being local is that
yes.
you care about the community that you're in.
Exactly.
Regardless of, you know, how often they do or don't patron, you want them, you know, it's your community.
Exactly.
It's where you live.
And, like, you know, we even talk to, you know, we have a lot of people that, well, you know, everybody is looking online for their diamond in the rough, for their error coins, for that special penny or that special quarter. And so we have a lot of people looking for those right now, too. And I'm like, you know, YouTube is kind of the bane of my existence. It is what it is.
It's still alive. I don't know how it's been going on for all these years.
Everybody gets paid to make YouTube video. That's why.
Right.
Everybody
I'm a YouTuber.
I'm a YouTuber. I make videos. Everybody gets paid to make those videos. So they're like, I found this penny and the L is on the side of the penny. And I'm like, that's great. I can find 100 of them that are just the same.
That's the difference. You hit a really a good point. They're getting paid, and they're getting paid to push a particular narrative.
Yes.
Where you are like, hello, like, here's the thing.
Here's
what
things.
I want to do. Here's what you should
my
do.
My paycheck doesn't change.
That's right.
They're like, do you get commission? I work for my dad.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I want to be an influencer.
Yes. Please and thank you.
And I'm upping my
wage. Thank you.
Dad, if you're listening, we're kidding.
He's being like, you're fired.
I was like, you're gonna go. That's so funny. Did you hear that Flavor Flav? He had a bronze like clock made for
yes, like the Olympics everything about the Olympics made me so happy, but Flav and Snoop were just it for me for the whole Olympics.
Yeah.
They made me so happy. And he sponsored the polo teams.
I saw that too.
Oh, I just loved every minute.
And neither one of them, I don't know if they could pull it off if they tried to, but they didn't try to pretend like, you know, they were hoity-toity talking sports. They were like downright human, like the rest of us.
They make me so happy just living their best lives right now.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to make everybody else happy. And that is just what the world needs to be.
Absolutely. I can't remember now, but I was looking up what the costs of each of the medals were. But one thing I did learn was that there's a portion of the Eiffel Tower in every medal.
What? That's even, I did not know that.
Yeah, so over years when they did, you know, repairs and that kind of stuff, they, like, did you have the forethought to be like, we're going to save this for someday? But they took pieces of it in each medal.
See, that's even cooler.
We need to find an Olympian and get that medal and see
right.
what it's worth.
Some one of these days.
Come in.
They're going to be like, I need to get rid of this. No.
You remember this moment. I remember we had that conversation on Pep Talk.
Yeah, right.
Years ago, it was predicted that you would be here.
They'll be like, hello, here is my medal.
What is the value?
Give me a prize.
That's awesome. What is like one of the hottest, I mean, is there a hottest thing out happening right now?
Everybody right now is still wanting gold and silver. It's buying and selling. I have customers when they come in every day, they're like, what's everybody doing? They're buying and selling. Mostly, I would say it's gold and silver right now. So gold coins and silver coins is the biggest thing. I do still have my customers that come in every day and will look for their collections. I still have my, it's not just the old timers, the people who've been collecting for years. I have a lot of kids that come in who are looking for their pennies and quarters and dime sets, you know, whatever sets they're collecting. But gold and silver is like the biggest collection things coming in and out right now. Everybody's collecting because they are still hoping that gold's going to go higher, which I like, you know, yesterday it was over $2,500. Today it is down. Back down under $2,475 bucks. Can't really say that's down when it's still highest it's ever been.
How does it fluctuate a lot?
It fluctuates every moment of every day from the opening. It opens a little after 7 o'clock our time, and it closes at closes in a little over 6 hours from now. So, you know, we're checking it every time somebody comes in and they want to buy or sell something. We go over to our computer where we have it pulled up, and we check the price, and we price it on at the spot of the moment. Yep.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Now, silver's not where we, you know, it should be. I think my brother figured it's like 88%, 88 to 1. I think that silver's like 88 to 1 ratio.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be closer. I don't know the percentages.
Right.
But, and silver's like at $29. An ounce.
Wow.
So back when gold and silver went crazy in 2010, when gold was like at like $1,400, silver was like at $45.
Wow.
Yeah. I want silver to be higher. That'd make me happy. But
I just like silver, how it looks better.
I do too.
I'm one of those people.
I'm a silver. I mean, I don't have any jewelry on except my piercings in my ears. But
I'm sure mine's fake. However.
It looks silver from here.
It's silver, so I hear.
Yeah.
But you have a gold hair piece in. Let me turn
it. Oh, that's just a my scrunch.
Okay, we'll let
that's
it pass.
That's my scrunch.
We'll let it pass. I mean, it had a little gold flick to it.
It does. My scrunchie. My Miss Sophie from Sophie Swimmer next door, she makes me scrunchies all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. I love her.
That's awesome. I love hearing when you are telling me that kids are still, you know, coming in and excited about.
Oh, my gosh.
That just.
We have a couple. And some of these kids are so brilliant. They're all brilliant. But some of these kids, they come in and they know their stuff so well. We have this one little guy, and he comes in from Gulf Breeze, and he knows his stuff so well. And he'll call on the phone and ask questions, and I'll be like, is this such and so? And he'll be like, yes, it's me.
With pride. It is I.
And he'll ask his questions, and he'll come in, and he knows what he wants to get, and he asks all the right questions, and he's great at grading the coins. And he's just an avid little collector. And his brain is just full of the right information. He's gonna be a good little coin shop owner someday if he gets his own coin shop.
He might be like, hello, how old do you have to be to work?
I swear,
are you grooming your future employees? Like
maybe he would be a good little employee.
That's awesome.
And he's probably, if he's probably in school right now, he'd probably be like, yes, I am down as soon as I'm old enough.
That is awesome. No, I love to hear that. I love it. What is some of
Little Apprentice. That's what he would be a great little apprentice.
A little apprentice internship happening. That's awesome. I totally love that. What are some of the most unique things that have come in that maybe shocked you that you didn't think? I mean, do you have any of those moments?
We've had some really cool, I like the ancient coins that come in. And those are like really, so my favorite one is the Athenian aloe, which we do not have right now. We are out of those, but it's Athena on one side and her owl on the other side. That's my favorite coin. My brother has a turtle and I don't know how old it is, but the owl was like 440 BC.
Wow.
And his turtle is older than that.
Oh my goodness.
Of course, right.
Turtles live forever.
Of course, right? So the ancient coins are my favorite. I always love the pirate money or the shipwreck money.
Yeah.
I call it pirate money, obviously. We've had, in the American money, we've had a cool penny come in, and I couldn't tell you the year, 1700s. And they sold that for like, $14,000.
Wow.
Yes. So like we get things like that come in every once in a blue moon.
That's exciting.
Really exciting when you're like, really? Really that came in? Right now we have some $500 bills, which are not like super rare, but it's pretty unique when they come in because people are like, you know, you hear $500 bills, but then you see them, you're like, they really did exist.
It's a real thing.
They really existed.
What are some of the mistakes people make when, you know, like preserving or trying to clean?
Yeah, we don't clean coins.
Do not do it.
Don't do it.
Don't listen to YouTube because
no.
It will tell you what vinegar and
everything
else.
Exactly. We don't clean coins because you could take that really nice expensive coin that you might possibly have, you know, that $1,000 coin and knock it down to like, you know, a $100 coin.
Wow.
Leave it dirty. Leave it the way it is. Wow. There are ways that they can conserve it, but that's what we leave for the professionals.
Right.
We let them conserve it if they need to. We leave it alone.
Now, do you do that, or do you have someone that you work with that can do that?
If my brother, it would be my brother.
Yeah, he's the master.
Him or my dad, not Stephanie. And if they don't think they can do it, then we send it off and we let like one of the big guys do it, one of NGC or PCGS, if we have to send the coins off. Yep.
That's awesome. I just want to remind everybody again, we're talking with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. They are located at 1811 Creighton Road, Monday through Friday. You can also call them at 850-473-1515, but you can also ask Stephanie anything today, coin related or not. She definitely will answer it for you. 850-437-1620.
I'll answer random questions depending.
That is a loaded comment.
Oh, so that was a very loaded comment.
However, I know you were always up to the
challenge. I am up to the challenge.
That is awesome.
That's it.
Do you ever find that, you know, kids that are interested in coins, that it's like a family thing, like mom or dad are interested?
No.
Really?
Yes. A lot of the times the kids will come in and they'll know so much, and the mom or dad will just be sitting there and be like, I don't know anything. They pick this up on their own, or sometimes it'll be like the grandparents are into it and the parents are just like, I'm here for the ride. Like, you know, their grandpa gave them a coin and they took off with it. Or again, it's the YouTube, YouTube is the bane of my existence with this stuff. However, it does bring in new collectors.
That's cool.
I do thank it for that. It's just then leaning them into the right direction afterwards.
Right.
That you cannot trust everything you see on the internet, which is something we all have to always learn. You know, you can't always believe everything you read and see. So you just got to practice your research.
Right.
And then, you know, books are still a good thing. So
go back to the books.
Get the right books and read the proper books and appreciate the books that are out there.
Right.
And do your research that way.
Do you have a lot of estate jewelry or coins or
So we will take in like jewelry in general. We don't take jewelry in after 4 o'clock because we do have to do paperwork for the
That's
police
right.
department.
I
yes.
That.
Yep. We
Ooh.
Do have
paperwork for the police department
That's
to make
it.
Sure that it's
to make sure you're a good citizen and I'm following
legit.
The rules. That's it. Because I don't go to jail for anybody except my bestie.
And Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift. That's it. That's, you know, for my bestie. So somebody's going to have bail money. Anyways. Yes. So that way we make sure we're doing all the proper channels because, you know, we don't want to get in trouble. And it takes time to do that because we have to type out each individual piece of jewelry and take pictures of it and do your thumbprint signature. And that all takes time.
Thumbprint
it's it.
Signature.
That's it. So it definitely, and if you have a lot of jewelry, you definitely need to come in way before four because it takes time to sort through everything.
Is that something that maybe someone could call ahead and be like, I have an abundance of jewelry to come in. What's the best time to come
yes,
in?
Yes, they can always come in and check and, you know, and see. Now, if they're going to say, if they're like, oh, I have like two big boxes full or like jewelry boxes, then, you know, I would say don't bring it all in at once. You know, you're going to have to break it up because it takes time. If it's estate stuff, you know, call ahead and get the information from us for all of that. It would definitely be easier to figure out how that works. We don't necessarily do appointments. However,
we'll tell you if it's busy or
yep.
if it's not. Or
yes. Like I had somebody call the other day. I'm like, Monday is not the day. Mondays lately have not been the day because like they're like, is lunch busy? And I'm like, it's busy from 11 until 5.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Like my brother and I didn't eat lunch until 3:30, 4 o'clock.
At that point, you're like, just put one of those candy necklaces on me. I'll just nod.
That's it.
One of the things I like that you can go right to your website and you can click right on the bullion desk and it will like bring up
yep,
what's happening. What's happening? Live gold.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yep, that tells you exactly what's – so that's basically – it just tells you the gold prices right now. So that's just another way to look and see what the gold prices are.
That's awesome. At the top it says, did platinum really go down?
Yeah, I know. It gives you a little like, did it really drop? Did
dun,
it really
dun,
do
dun.
That?
Yeah. No, but this is great. I love that. Do you have something that you just hold on to that's of yours that you probably will never let go of?
Me personally, if it is – Star Wars or Disney, I tend to keep that stuff.
How? I mean, I could potentially see that.
I don't know why.
I mean, Star Wars, Disney.
Bag, Disney, tattoos, it's all right. No way, I don't believe it. She's not going to Disney all the time at all.
I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Your business is so much fun. Just going in there is fun. Pet friendly.
Yeah.
Everyone's people friendly.
People mostly friendly, yeah. Pet friendly for sure.
If you're not friendly, we're going to let you know.
That's 100% true. That's a factor of owning our own business.
You give them a chance to go get some coffee.
Yeah.
See if that changes your attitude.
That's it.
And come back.
That's 100% true.
That is awesome.
I am.
I love
am.
It. We're having too much fun. And
we are.
In my mind, I'm just thinking, you know, Taylor Swift again. Like, when's that happening?
End of October.
Whew.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Can we trade anything in for those tickets if we come in to the shop?
No. My best friend bought them.
would you trade your best friend in?
Never.
For a Swiftie ticket?
Mm-mm. She's my ride or die.
You need a ride or die.
I do.
I think ride or die in the coin world would be your shop, right?
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying. Trustworthy, local. Yeah. But definitely check out EmeraldCoastCoins.com.
We do buy broken jewelry, kind of like gold. Call us. A text message. I saw it.
Oh, a text came in. Okay, do y'all broke? Yes.
Yep, got you.
I'm glad you clicked on that. I thought there was no hope for questions.
I got it.
This has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming in,
Thanks.
Stephanie.